Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015. Palestinians march in the funeral of a young Palestinian woman killed by Israeli troops at a checkpoint. Witnesses say troops killed her without any reason. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Hundreds of mourners attended the funeral of 18-year-old Hadil Al-Hashlamon on Wednesday, a day after the teenager was shot dead by Israeli forces at a checkpoint in Hebron. Key witnesses refused claims she attempted to stab an Israeli soldier. Hadil was shot at a checkpoint at the entrance of Hebron's central Ashuhada street after allegedly attempting to stab an Israeli soldier, according to the Israeli army official account. No Israeli soldier were injured during the incident. The Israeli authorities presented no evidence of alleged stabbing attempt. Fawaz Abu Aisha, who witnessed the killing of Hadil, said that Israeli soldiers killed her as she was leaving the checkpoint when the soldiers told her to leave and not to pass. Photos by Fawaz from Youth Against Settlements clearly shows that Hadil was not carrying any knife or any sharp object, and she was shot by Israeli soldiers while she was on a distance from them. From their part, the Palestinian National Unity Government has demanded the United Nations to form an international investigation committee to take a look into the circumstances that led to the murder of Hadil. The government said that images captured and published by Youth Against Settlements Coalition revealed that Hadil posed no threat to the soldiers and that the shooting, unlike military claims, was not justified. In other news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday condemned the restrictions on Palestinians' access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound by Israel. Abbas made his remarks during a speech at the opening of a renovated mosque in the Russian capital, Moscow. Under Israel's army protection, right-wing settlers stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque and toured the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide. In the meantime, troops did not allow Palestinians from accessing the place to pray on Wednesday. On Wednesday, Palestinian Muslims marked Arafah Day, marking the start of Eid al-Adha festivities. People try to reach Al-Aqsa Mosque on Wednesday and Thursday to mark the holidays, but often are faced with Israeli restrictions. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.